Hello, and welcome to the Mentor Dino podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin Rossier. I am an architect and founder of Mentor Dino. Join me each week as I speak with amazing professionals in and around the architecture, engineering, and construction industry, as we are all part of a larger interconnected community. We discuss everything from career stories, lessons learned, and advice for others finding their own unique career path. Thank you to all of our current subscribers, and if you're new, welcome to the conversation. And if you like this episode, please do me a favor by hitting subscribe, like, or share it with a friend. It really helps others be able to discover this resource and support them on their own unique career journey. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Mentor Dino podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. This is a solo episode, and it's actually kicking off a new series that I'm really excited to share with you. And I'm calling it The Episodes That Built My Practice. And this series is exactly what it sounds like. These are the conversations over the last few years that truly shaped how I think about my career and ultimately gave me the confidence to start my own architecture practice. But before we get into that, I wanted to take a step back with this episode. Because Mentor Dino didn't start as a podcast to understand the profession better. It really started from something much simpler and honestly much more powerful. It started with the idea of mentorship. The idea that sometimes all it takes is a conversation, a coffee chat, and someone taking 30 minutes out of their day to share their story, their insight, and get some advice. And that can completely change how you see your own path. And that's what Mentor Dino is built on. Mentor Dino stands for Mentoring Designers Innovating New Opportunities. And at its core, it's about making mentorship more accessible to those in the profession. Because not everyone has access to the right people, the right conversations, or even know what questions to ask. So this podcast became a way to create that. To turn what normally would be a one-on-one coffee chat conversation into something that anyone can listen to, can learn from, and apply in their own way to their own career. And what I've learned over time is how powerful these conversations really are. Because when people share their stories honestly, not just the wins, but the uncertainty, the pivots, the decisions, the questions, the imposter syndrome along the way, you start to realize something really important. There isn't just one path in this profession. There are a lot of different ways to build a career. And sometimes hearing somebody else's story gives you the permission to start thinking differently about your own. And that's exactly what happened to me. This podcast, these conversations slowly started to shift how I thought. Not overnight, not all at once, but over time. Episode by episode, story by story, I started to build my own internal confidence beyond my technical expertise. I wanted to understand the business side of architecture more clearly. I wanted to see how other people structured their careers, how they made decisions, how they took a step into something of their own. And it helped me work through that feeling that a lot of us have, imposter syndrome. That voice that says, am I really ready for this? Do I actually know enough? And what these conversations did was replace that uncertainty with perspective, with knowledge, with structure, and a support system. So when I got to the point of starting my own practice, it wasn't a blind leap. It was something that was built over time, built through mentorship, built through listening, and built through learning from others. And I also wanted to be really honest about what that looked like, because starting a firm didn't happen in a vacuum. I was already running another business, Mentor Dino. I was working at an AE firm. I had additional conversations with guests and colleagues offline. And I have a family. And I have a daughter that just turned one. So this wasn't a moment where everything stopped and I just focused on one thing. That would have been too easy. It was about building something new while still managing everything else. which requires being really intentional with your time, with your energy, with your learning, and with your priorities. Because at the end of the day, this isn't just about building a practice. It's about building a life that aligns with what you want. Having more control over your time, more control over your direction, and being able to grow something in a way that feels sustainable. Many professionals that start their own practice go through these same thoughts, emotions, and experiences. For many of my guests, they were either laid off and had to pivot, or they started a family and wanted to practice architecture on their own terms. So that's what this series is about. This is a collection of 25 episodes that truly shaped, influenced, and encouraged me at every step. There were so many great conversations because I'm over 100 episodes, but I wanted to pull out the top 25 that really stuck out to me when I went back to look at my episodes. And it's what were the conversations that my brain pivoted? I thought differently and I learned something differently. And what's important to me is that I'm not reordering them either. I'm releasing them in the exact order they originally came to me. Because this order, I experienced them in that way. And even some of my questions I asked start to change as I want to learn a little bit more. And this is how ideas are built over time. And this is how confidence is developed. And I want you to be able to experience that same progression. And I also just want to say I'm incredibly grateful to every single person who came on this podcast and shared their story, because this is the power of mentorship. It doesn't have to be formal. It doesn't have to be structured. Sometimes it's just a conversation. And that conversation can have a bigger impact than you realize. I can honestly say without this podcast, I don't know where I would be today. And that's because of the people who are willing to share their experiences. So just to give you some scheduling clarity, I just want to give you an idea on what to expect for this series and the rest of the season for Mentor Dino. I'm still going to be releasing new guest episodes throughout the year. Those will be about once a month. And in between those, I'm sharing episodes from this series, episodes that built my practice. So you'll still have new Mentor Dino episodes, and I'm bolstering back up to every week, and that format's going to shift a bit. So you're going to hear about 3 episodes from this series, followed by a new guest conversation. And we'll continue that rhythm throughout the rest of the year, and then capstoning with a reflection, because this is year one of my practice and continuing Mentor Dino and pulling it all together for you. And I'm really excited about this because it allows me to bring you new conversations while revisiting some ones that really had the biggest impact on me. And I think it's going to bring a lot of value to you as well, whether you are listening to this series to take something from it, if you're thinking about your next step, a shift in the career, and potentially even going and starting on your own. You never know when the ideas and conversations will spark a light inside of you. So let these conversations be a starting point. Let them give you ideas and possibilities in your career. Let them challenge how you think about your career, because we really get to design our careers. And sometimes as architects, we focus on so much on designing the projects where there's a bigger design problem that we can tackle. So most importantly, let them show you that there isn't just one path and that you can find the path that works for you. So I wanted to say thank you for being here, and let's get on to the first episode of the series starting next week. So thank you guys for listening, and I hope you enjoy this series. I hope you enjoyed our discussion today. Learn some advice to take with you and see how our industry is all tied together to create the world around us. Check out the description below for any links or resources we discussed. If you liked the episode, please do me a favor and hit the subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up and leave a comment below. It really helps others be able to discover this resource and support finding that career path that best works for them. If you know someone that has inspired your own career that you'd like me to interview, let me know in the comments below. or you can reach out to me via my website or LinkedIn. I'd be happy to share their story or your own. Thank you again, and I cannot wait for the next career story I get to share with you next week.